Running is a solitary activity for most people, but for Mike Tozer, running has become a way for his family and his whole community to cope with what could have been a difficult diagnosis. Here's Only a Game's Karen Given.
Mike Tozer was well into his 30s by the time he caught the running bug. Before long, he was hooked.
Something about the way I've been made, I just really love running. Every sort of 10 days, I have a day off in my training schedule, and I can be a little bit grumpy on those days when I haven't got out and run.
Mike says running brings him a lot of joy. But when he first started training along the Charles River in Boston while working on his master's degree at Harvard, Mike had no idea that running would soon help him make sense out of his family's biggest challenge. Because in those first few months of running along the Charles River, Mike didn't yet have a name for that challenge. All he knew was that something seemed to be wrong with his newborn son, Josiah. Mike's wife, Helen, has a background in early childhood development, and Mike says she first noticed the signs.
He wasn't meeting milestones, even the first few months. In fact, even when he was born, he came out with his eyes closed, and his sister was, our eyes were bright, you know, wide open. Yeah, the doctors told us to start with, or maybe he's a boy, he's going to be slower. But the more questions she started asking, the more the doctors realized that something was going on.
It took 18 months of testing for doctors to put a name to that something. Fragile X syndrome, a genetic condition that causes cognitive delays, learning difficulties, and behavioral challenges. It's the number one cause of inherited intellectual disability and the most common known single gene cause of autism.
And yet, yeah, we'd never heard of it before when he was diagnosed.
Mike had been reading about all sorts of fatal genetic conditions on the internet, and he was relieved to learn that his son would be able to live a long and happy life. Mike and Helen moved back to Hong Kong. That had always been the plan once Mike got his degree, and started a small nonprofit, a community to support families living with Fragile X. And then, as the next logical step, Mike Tozer put on a custom-made bright blue business suit and a pair of even brighter yellow sneakers and got ready to run a half marathon. Wait, what?
In some ways, it's all happened so, you know, step by step, it seems to make a lot of sense. But it's only at times like this that I step back and realize, yeah, that needs some explaining. It first started when a friend's friend that had just broken the world record for the fastest half in a suit. And at that time, it was 1 hour 35. That was the record that he set. Uh-huh. And I thought, wow, that's, you know, I've just run 1 hour 16. That's achievable for me. You know, and then probably about 2 months later, got broken again. And then that second guy, he said in one of his interviews, he mentioned that the fact that running with the suit was kind of like a cognitive dissonance. His brain was going, you're hot, you know, take off the jacket, take it off. And yet the other half of his brain was saying, you've got to keep it on the whole way. And that really made me think about Fragile X.
Okay, this needs some more explaining. Running a half marathon in a business suit reminded Mike of Fragile X in two ways. First, people with Fragile X can't produce one particular protein. It's called FMRP. And that one missing protein causes problems related to brain development. For Mike, that was like the suit. Wearing the suit was just one apparently small difference from the other people running the half marathon. But the suit made the runner hot. It made it hard for him to move. It got wetter and heavier as the race went on. It caused a lot of different problems. And then there was that cognitive dissonance. Mike compares that to the social component of autism. He says his son really, really wants to engage socially. But he can't, much like the runner in the suit can't take his jacket off, no matter how overheated he gets.
That was the double seed that really sowed it in my mind.
So Mike went to a local tailor and had a special suit made. The tailor made sure he had a little extra room in the hips. All the pockets except one are fake.
They did a shorter cut, so it's just above the ankles, a bit less material. But other than that, it's a real suit. It's one, as I'm showing today, can be worn to work.
Mike sent us a picture of himself in the studio in Sydney, where the family now lives, just to prove that he really did wear the suit to work. Back in May, Mike put on his brand new bright blue suit and lined up for the start of the Sydney Morning Herald Half Marathon. Mike isn't used to getting a lot of attention when he runs. But, you know, the guy running in a business suit is going to get noticed.
Even police were kind of turning into the race and shouting, "Go, suit man!" cheering me on, and all that attention kind of went to my head. I ended up going off way too fast at the start of the race.
Mike thought this burst of speed was great. Helen knew better.
And at one point, she was yelling at me that I was going too fast. And I thought, you know, I'm still quite confident at the sort of 6-7K mark that I was on for the record. But in the second half of the race, as the sun was rising, and I just felt like I was running along with this very, very heavy piece of material that was, you know, pulling back and down on my shoulders, and I started to drop away from the runners that I was running with. My morale dropped, and I felt the record slipping away from me.
Mike missed the record by 27 seconds.
It was a disappointing moment, but yeah, like with life with Fragile X, you know, you pick yourself up quickly, and my wife said, you know, this was such an endeavor for our family. She said, you've got one more attempt. You know, this is it. You've got to make this work, or we're going to retire the suit.
So Mike trained harder. He got a coach. He doubled down. The whole time, Mike wasn't really sure whether Josiah knew what he was trying to do for him and other kids living with Fragile X.
He understands, I think, a lot more than he's able to say. He can say daddy running, but yeah, I think he'll get there. His sister, she's the one that gives me a lot of banter. She's only 7, but she said to me the night before, you know, Dad, remember, go slow in the first half and then fast in the middle and then speed up when you see the finish line. That's her advice. Basically the same as an Olympic level coach, she is.
Just 11 weeks after his final attempt, Mike put on the suit again for his second and final try. This time, Mike tried to ignore all the attention and he ran and focused on what he was there to do.
There was moments when I was thinking about my son, thinking about other families I know that are affected. There was a really sad story in Sydney of a family that, a Fragile X family that were involved in a car crash where the dad just, life was just too much for him, and he ended up taking the lives of 3 of his family members in a car crash. And so, yes, it was a moment in the race where I was just suddenly thinking, yeah, this it's just so much pressure on dads, particularly those affected by special needs. Yeah, I was in a way running for them as much as I was running for myself and my son.
But soon this second race started to seem a lot like the first race. Helen was cheering him on again, and again, she wasn't happy.
She was yelling at me and looking at her watch and realizing that there was literally going to be seconds in it, and I really had to pick up the pace.
Mike did pick up the pace and entered the stadium for the final lap with about a minute to go, at least on his watch.
And I thought that I was pretty comfortable, you know, going to cross the line. But as I rounded the final straight, I looked at the clock. I knew I had to cross the line before 13 seconds. As I crossed the line, the clock went 13 to 14. I thought, oh no, I haven't done it. Oh no, all that effort, and this is my, you know, it's gonna be my last attempt, and I haven't done it. And then I went over to check with the timekeeper, and he, you know, pulled up my time. He said, yeah, you did it by 3 seconds.
Mike had been looking at the wrong clock. There was a full marathon going on at the same time, and the clocks for the 2 races were just a few seconds off. After feeling the disappointment of thinking he hadn't set the record, Mike was now beside himself over the fact that he had.
Oh, I was just overjoyed. You know, I span around and almost knocked over the flat screen TV that was showing the results behind the timekeeper in my excitement to find my wife and give her a hug.
Mike did find Helen, and he did give her that hug. But Josiah wasn't able to be at the finish line. He wasn't able to come to the race at all. The effects of Fragile X make it difficult for Josiah to be around large crowds and commotions. So he stayed home. But Mike says Josiah is doing really well.
Yeah, he's just a really, really lovely kid with a great sense of humor. You know, as I've shown and as he shows on a daily basis, you know, even with things holding you back, you can really excel.
Mike Tozer is still waiting for Guinness to certify his world record. But while he waits, he's noticed that there's also a record for fastest marathon in a suit. That one stands at 3 hours, which Mike says just might be within his grasp. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.